This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining me today is Carrie Williams, an Extension Equine Specialist at Rutgers University, and we're going to be talking about ration balancers. Ration balancers are something that are really not that well known or utilized. Just to start off with, what are ration balancers?
Yeah, thank you, Jason. Ration balancers are a type of pelleted or very concentrated pelleted feed. You can even call it a supplemental feed source. They have very concentrated levels of things like amino acids, minerals, vitamins, and sometimes even protein. They're meant to be fed at very low levels, 1 to maybe 2 pounds a day, depending on the horse's weight. Again, because it's so concentrated, they can get all of their nutrients that they need in a total of one day just by feeding that 1 pound.
Now, what horses is it appropriate for to have a ration balancer being used?
That's a great question, because I find that horses, particularly the horses that these are best used for, are the easy keepers or the overweight horses, because they don't need extra calories above and beyond their hay source, but they might need extra vitamins or minerals to make up their daily requirements. So they can be fed these ration balancers at a very low level because they have very low calories. It's not going to contribute to their weight gain.
Now, are there horses where a ration balancer is not recommended?
Typically, we don't need to feed these ration balancers. If you're feeding another commercial feed product, either a sweet feed or another type of pelleted feed, and are feeding it at the manufacturer's recommended levels. Because once you're feeding, say, the recommended source is 5 pounds per day, and you're already feeding that feed at 5 pounds, you don't need to add on the ration balancer because all their vitamins and minerals and amino acids and protein are already met.
What are some of the pros and cons of using a ration balancer?
So some of the pros are that it's not just good for the easy keeper. It also might be good for horses that need low sugar in their diets because, again, this is a very low-calorie source. You can get a lot of their other nutrients based on this product without adding low sugar to the diet. You can also add this to another grain source. So if you like to feed oats or barley or something that's just straight grain, it doesn't have the nutrients that most horses need, so you can add this to that particular grain source, and it will balance out the diet well. However, again, the cons might be you might have some sticker shock. If you go to the feed store and see this bag of feed, the 50-pound bag is going to cost more than a typical bag of feed because of the high concentrated nutrients. But, again, you have to remind yourself you're only feeding 1 to 2 pounds of it. So really it averages out in terms of how long it takes you to feed out the bag.
As you said, a lot of times you don't necessarily need a ration balancer, but when you do, it's well worth the price.
Oh, absolutely. And another thing to point out is if you do have a really good hay source, like a legume hay, some of these ration balancers are formulated to be a low protein, but just have the vitamins and minerals that are needed. Other ones, you might see 30% protein on the bag, which is really high, but it is actually meant to be fed with a grass hay or a low quality hay.
So just like anything else, there are a lot of different options within the category of ration balancers.
Yes, absolutely. And many companies have all different levels of their products. So just ask at your feed company if they have a ration balancer, and you'll probably have a few to choose from.
If anyone is considering using a ration balancer, that a lot of people aren't aware of them or don't utilize them, if someone's going to start using it, do you have any advice for them as far as choosing a balancer or how they can figure out what they do need?
Like I had mentioned, there are a lot of them out there, but they're all basically formulated to be the needs of a horse in one day. So they're very concentrated. So pick your favorite feed company, research what ration balancer they have, and then most importantly, read the feeding directions. Again, most of them are meant to be fed at about 1 to 2 pounds a day, but it is best, in case there is some variation, just read the instructions on the bag.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That is Carrie Williams. She is an equine extension specialist at Rutgers University. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in again next time for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.